I'll now hand over to Phil to introduce our first batch of news.
We'll start outside Norwich for our first group of stories. To a link to letters we'll hear shortly. The first story is about gangs of pigs roaming the streets of Aylsham. The second takes us to Sheringham, where a bus stop is causing anger. Meanwhile, there have been reverberations from Westminster with varied Norfolk responses to the budget. Alison will start us off in Aylsham.
A gang of boisterous pigs and piglets roaming free in a Norfolk town have won local celebrity status. Yet the sight of the animals trotting leisurely through Aylsham housing estates or charging up and down local footpaths has divided opinion. For many people living nearby, the wandering pigs have been a source of amusement. The Florence the Aylsham Pig Group on Facebook, with the name given to any pig seen roaming around the town, now has more than 500 members and features regular posts about their escapades. Annabelle Fisher, the group's admin, said they've become part of the town, and playful images show the market town's sign redesigned with a pig at the centre. Yet not everyone is laughing. Claire Palmer, director of the Animal Justice Project, said the pigs have taken their freedom into their own hooves and that no pig would choose a life confined to a farm. The pigs belong to D.W. Philby and Sons, a farm located off Marriott's Way, a popular 26-mile public footpath which runs from Aylsham to Norwich. Charlotte Fonseca, who frequently encounters pigs on the path, said it could be dangerous if they got onto the main road and it stops parts of the way being used. It would be helpful if the farmer had signs up advising who to call when we see a loose pig, as there's no way to contact them, and even when they're made aware, the pigs seem to remain out for days.
A demonstration to protect a Sheringham bus shelter from the bulldozers is set to enter its fourth day. Locals have been braving the winter cold and sleeping in the bus shelter overnight to stop the structure being demolished. Norfolk County Council wants to knock down the 1950s brick shelter outside the North Norfolk Railway Station and replace it with a modern glass and steel hub. The protest has captured the hearts and minds of the town, and local businesses have come out to support the demonstrators by delivering food, parcels and hot drinks to keep the demonstrators warm and well-fed. A Norfolk County Council spokesman said the concerns raised by some local residents are fully noted and have been considered throughout the development of the project, with many suggestions being incorporated into the design, but retaining the existing shelter is not a viable option, and disrupting the works by entering a construction site is dangerous for all concerned. We want these works to be delivered as safely and quickly as possible, so everyone living and working in or visiting Sheringham can benefit from this new amenity.
Norfolk charities have praised the decision to scrap the two-child benefit cap, a move they say will be pivotal in tackling child poverty across the county. The Chancellor's policy change is expected to help lift 450,000 children out of poverty nationally by 2030, including 19,440 children currently affected in Norfolk. 60% of those children live in households where at least one adult works, while 36% live in homes where all adults are in employment. Ruth Stokes, coordinator of the Norfolk Anti-Poverty Alliance, said, "All children deserve to grow up free from poverty. Scrapping this cruel policy will have immediate and long-term impacts for families across Norfolk." Michelle Sorrell, a Norwich-based anti-poverty campaigner, added, "Families with disabled children, single or widowed parents, and families both in and out of work will improve their situations."
Norfolk pubs are warning hundreds of venues could close after changes buried in the budget saw the valuations on which their business rates are calculated soar by up to 400%. Rachel Reeves, the Chancellor, has been accused of delivering a budget of smoke and mirrors. After it emerged, pubs, hotels, shops and restaurants now face significantly higher business rates next year. The combination of the end of the 40% discount on business rates in April and a much higher evaluation of the value of pub buildings used to calculate rates will see them pay tens of thousands more each year. The Red Lion pub in Bishopsgate, Norwich, has seen its rateable value for its building soar by more than 400%, rising from £19,750 to £100,000 in April. The pub is operated by husband and wife Nick and Bryony Diath, who also run several other pubs in the city, including the Unthank Arms, Trafford Arms, Warwick Arms, Whalebone, and the William and Florence.